From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting new steps against terrorism. The United Nations Security Council is expected to adopt new measures Thursday to stem the flow of cash to terrorists of the Islamic State group. For the first time, finance ministers of the 15-nation council will be meeting to adopt the resolution. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Top U.S. lawmakers from both major political parties are expressing concern about Pakistan's growing nuclear arsenal. They say Pakistan remains a haven for terrorists and a source of radical Islamic thought. The U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee held a hearing Wednesday to examine Pakistan's counterterrorism cooperation, its education reform, and U.S. aid to that country. Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of autonomy. This is VOA News.